Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All great things. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm very excited about this week's show because my special guest expert is business systems expert Beth Schneider. Let me tell you a little bit about Beth. She is the president and CEO of Process Prodigy, a highly sought-after, internationally known systems expert. Beth works with small business owners, showing them how to streamline their business so they can work less, make more money, and create outrageously effective systems in their own business. Her client list reads like a who's who of the small business world. Her clients have seen remarkable growth, increasing productivity by as much as 600% and revenues by as much as 250%. Beth has had the privilege of being invited to partner on projects with world-class entrepreneur Michael Gerber, who is touted as the world's number one small business guru and is best known as the author of E-Myth Revisited. Beth is the featured systems expert in Michael Port's best-selling book, Beyond, Booked Solid, and you'll find her chapters, Lions and Tigers and Process, Oh My, in the book Inspiration to Realization. All right, let's get right to my special interview with Beth Schneider.
Beth, welcome to the call. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, thank you. And I like you too.
That's fun. That's fun when we connect with mutual friends and whatnot. So Beth, the actual title of our call today is 3 Simple Steps to Double or Triple Your Profits, Cut Your Work Hours in Half, and Enjoy a Business That Runs Itself. I don't think anybody listening or reading the transcript right now will have any disagreement with any of that. So, Beth, I think I've told you before, but, you know, my community and people listening to this and reading the transcript are largely entrepreneurs, small business owners, and I totally agree with what your position is on the importance of systems. So I guess my first question is this. You know, you talk about showing business owners how to double and triple their income, you know, work with a lot less and to set up a business so it will run without them. What's the secret? How do you do that? How's that for a kickoff question? How do you do that?
How do you do that? Let's start from the top.
Okay.
Well, it's actually what we're talking about here in general. And there's it's a simple secret, which is you have to kind of shift your thinking from what you're doing to how you're actually doing things. And what I mean by that is we're really creating the operations of your business, the systems, the day-to-day, this is how things work, this is how things get done. Because let's face it, you know, most of us know what to do. There's, you know, huge long lists of everything that we need to do. You know, you're supposed to be planning and you're supposed to be coaching clients and sending out newsletters and, you know, hanging out on the social media world and going to networking events and, writing contracts, and everybody has a long list of what they're supposed to do. The secret, though, to really saving yourself a bunch of time, effort, and I'm definitely going to address what you said about Bill Glazer selling off a piece of his business and the equity piece as well. But all of that comes from really taking what you're doing and breaking it down into the how. And here's a easy example of what I've seen happening. One of our consulting clients, when she was doing some systems work with us, she was also working with a business coach, and the business coach said, you need to be spending some time every day planning, which I think is good advice. I think most people do some kind of planning on a regular basis, and she, you know, was told that she needed to do like a 15 to 20 minute prep time every morning. So about 2 weeks after she was given this assignment from her business coach, she calls me and she says, Okay, here's what I'm doing. I am sitting in front of my computer every morning, looking at a blank screen for 20 minutes, thinking to myself, okay, I'm planning. So, you know, she was really clear about what she needed to do. She just didn't know how she was supposed to do that. So we broke that what down into some specific hows. And for her situation, it was, you know, a list of phone calls that she needed to make, a list of people that she needed to follow up with. She was selling products. And so when she, you know, and she had an approximate time of when their inventory would run out. So she wanted to call them ahead of time to say, hey, your lipstick should almost be empty. Are you ready for another one? And so we made a list of those things. We looked at people that she needed to do trainings with. We looked at people that needed some one-on-one attention in her group. There was a whole bunch of things that we specifically laid out that she was going to look at. And she was like, wow, I get it now. So she got unstuck because we really laid out the specific systems for her, the specific how. And that's the big shift, is we went from, okay, what are you doing, to how are we going to do that? And the beauty of this is it made it really simple for her to start doing this really quickly. So she would, you know, in the morning she would pull her list, do all the things on the list. And then as it got to the point, she actually was able to hand that off to an assistant, because now she had a really specific list. Go pull this report. Go find out where these people are. Go take a look at these inventory levels. And so pretty soon, she didn't even have to do it. But she was able to really delegate that and hand it off exactly the way that she wanted to. And so
that's so awesome. You know, if I can interrupt you just for a second.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we are all, as entrepreneurs, we're all expert at something. I mean, something, whether it's an idea, a strategy, a process, or a product, or something causes us to get into business. And, you know, we focus on that one core thing. Well, guess what happens if you're successful at all? You end up growing a company or in a business, and you end up doing a lot of different things. But what I like to tell people that I coach is that you may be an expert at one or two or three things, but you've got to delegate. And you know, I agree with you, systems. You know what, to be honest with you, Beth, I feel a little bit, systems is kind of a boring word. People think it's like, oh, I don't know, you know, who wants systems? I shoot from the hip, freewheeling entrepreneur, you know. But, you know, that's how people get into trouble, and they also can't leverage their success to keep growing unless there are systems. You know, if I can share real quickly just a, something that really – I think you're going to actually appreciate the story, as hard as it is. But 18 months ago, I lost one of my best friends to lung cancer. And he asked me in the last few weeks of his life to help his wife shut down the business. He had an internet marketing business. You know, I'd be familiar with that. And I said, obviously, sure, you know, whatever I can do. Well, I learned over that next month and a half, 2 months that I was working with his wife, that this guy was totally disorganized, and he didn't have systems in place. He was just, you know, just an entrepreneur creating wildly and this and that. And that was a huge – the big light bulb that went off for me was that I spent the next 2 months, like, totally detailing my business, everything that happened, all of the virtual assistants, all of the people that did everything that had to happen for my business to run, and I shared it with everybody in my inner circle and, you know, told my wife where to find these documents, things like that. So, you know, people have to think about not just the here and now, but they have to think about it, you know, as hard as it is, what happens either after the fact or when you sell. So that was a huge eye-opener for me.
Well, and that's, and you know, and it's interesting that you say that. I actually have, I have a girlfriend who was 36 years old, just, you know, two small children, just diagnosed with leukemia. And she's, you know, she's just started the process of spending a month in the hospital. She can't do anything. And it's really one of those things where you need to be prepared on a lot of levels, not just for, oh my gosh, what horrible, horrible things could happen to me. But also on the, this is really, for me, what I found, because I actually ended up in business because my mom got sick, and I quit my job to go help take care of her and followed my entrepreneurial spirit and was like, okay, well, my number one thing is that I need to have full control of my time, and I need to have full control to be able to do what I want when I want and be able to delegate and spread things out. And you know, that was like the key of why I started my business. And it's, you know, but, and I think because you know, the silver lining in my mom being sick, and she's fine today, which is a good thing. but it's the silver lining is that, you know, from the start, I have built my company around, you know, doing the things that I want to do, going on vacation, spending time with my family. I'm getting married in November now, and I have no qualms about taking off for a honeymoon. It's, you know, it's like when people tell me, you know, gosh, I don't have time to spend, you know, I'm so busy. I'm, you know, missing dinner, and I wanted to go to my, you know, my kid's soccer game, and I couldn't do that. It really is. This is really the key. This shift in thinking from what you're doing to how you're doing it and putting the documentation in place is really, it's really the key to building a solid company that allows you what you want to do. You know, I've been on 8 trips this year already, and it's, you know, it's only May, you know. And it's because that's what I like to do. So it's, I guess for me, and I'm glad that you brought that up, and I'm really sorry to hear about your friend, but it's really the key to being able to do those kinds of things as well. And that was really smart of you to really dig in and look at your business. And, you know, it's what I find, too, is that when people start to look at their business, when they start to really focus in on what's going on, it's amazing what pops up that's not working as effectively as you really want it to as well. So there's a lot of things that really happen.
You know, another thing that you may address is, excuse me, it's like similar to wills. I mean, things change. You know, so here I am, you know, I launched earlier No Hassle Social Media. I'm actually creating another product right now. So while it was great that, you know, a year ago I did this whole brain dump and form and contact information, all that, it needs to be updated. So, you know, when you help people, I'm sure there's probably like a component to this, you know, getting regular and frequent updates. But, you know, I know, knowing you like I do, I know you're a kind of a practice what you preach kind of person. In fact, you know, you've taken 8 vacations in this year, which is pretty cool. Can you talk a little bit about maybe some of the significant system milestones that have made big difference in your own business? That might be a good way to illustrate what we're learning here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's funny because that was, you know, like what I was just saying with you, when you start to look at what your systems are. I did this, gosh, like back in 2005, I was sitting at my desk wondering why I wasn't making the kind of money that I felt I was, you know, should be making. And, you know, nobody's ever done that. You know, that kind of scratching head moment going, okay, really? Why isn't any of this working? And at the time, I was doing a lot. Oh, gosh, I was the networking queen, I tell you. If there was a rubber chicken to be eating it, I was there. And what I realized, though, is I started to really focus down, and that was the key, is I started to focus on, okay, what's not working? And at that time, I realized that it didn't matter how many rubber chicken dinners I was eating. The reason it wasn't working is because there was a spot broken in my follow-up system. So that realization made me go, huh, okay, I get this. So I sat down, you know, for, I don't know, it took me an hour, hour and a half, to really lay out a really solid follow-up system for when I met people or when, you know, when the lead appeared and what that was going to look like. And I started implementing. I had a smaller team back then. But I'll tell you, that made a huge difference. I found the problem. I focused in on that one thing and really addressed it and made some big changes to it. And that focus part was huge. And it was really, you know, it's amazing because, again, what did it take me? An hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. I can't remember. But this was, you know, the bones of a system that I started running way back when. You know, fast forward to 2011. And we're still using that same system. It's been tweaked a little. It's been, I do less of it. My team does more, you know, does 98% of the follow-up, you know, tasks and stuff in there when I used to do most of it at this point. But, you know, where I spent, and you know, 2 hours at the most is a system that, you know, all these years later we're still running. And that was huge. And it's funny because, you know, you look back at your own stuff and you go, wow, yeah, okay. it works on so many levels. And so really focusing in And, you know, so I, you know, and I guess that's what I would say is I invite everybody really to look at, okay, where's, you know, where, if you could pinpoint a spot in your business where, you know, you're not seeing the revenue that you want, or it feels really hard, or you're, you know, you're always putting out fires around something, you know, what is that spot so that you can kind of really focus in on it? That just that focus piece made a huge difference for me.
Yeah, you know, I was talking earlier today with someone that I coach, and they want to create a product to possibly a licensing product and not quite sure how to do it. And I said, well, first of all, the thing you have to do is you have to, well, first of all, figure out what you want to license. But, well, what she does now, mm-hmm. I says, and can you describe that to me, which is always a great question. Tell me what you do. And what I usually tell people, Beth, this is killer, they say, I'm going to charge you $500 for every word you say. So, you know, because people will usually go on and on. And I said, no, you have to say really succinctly and clearly what you do. And so one of the things I suggested was you have to sit there and brain dump. What do you do every day from start to finish? I mean, actually to make your business run, because before anybody wants to sign up with you or license your product, they have to be able to understand that, yes, I can do this and mm-hmm. I can be successful with that. So that's a good thing that you're doing. When you're saying focus on the systems, you first have to understand, what do I do? How do I spend my time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Another eye-opener for me was I started my business, it'll be 10 years in October, and that first business is gone. It's nothing like what I do today, but three to 4 years into that business, I was working one-on-one with, you know, entrepreneurs and corporations, nonprofits, actually writing and designing their newsletters. So it was me, chief cook and bottle washer. And then, mm-hmm. you know, 4 years into working like crazy to build this business, I had like 25 clients. So I was making good money, but man, was I working. But I was also kind of happy because I was working, making money, right? But then mm-hmm. my wife says, hey, we haven't been on vacation in like 4 years. Can we go? And I was like, oh my God, I couldn't imagine. How am I going to go? It was actually kind of a frightening wake-up moment. Like, I can't leave, you know? It was me. Like, nothing gets mm-hmm. done without me. And that's when I started shifting and refocusing my business. So let's see if – can I ask you to give a couple examples of maybe some actual systems that, you know, maybe like a 5 to 6 figure business owner might need?
All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side, Beth will have more great tips to share with you about making your business more efficient and run better. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
It costs at least 5 times more to attract new customers than it does to retain and sell more to customers you already have. Some even claim it costs 10 times as much, and for savvy entrepreneurs in today's difficult economy, retention is the new acquisition. Thankfully, Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, has developed a proven client retention strategy so powerful, it more than doubled the time his average clients stay with his business, from 6 months to 17 months, producing a huge increase in profits. Jim's amazing program is called Double My Retention, and it can work for your business as well. Jim will show you step by step exactly what he did in his business that causes his clients to stay longer and spend more. You'll even discover Jim's secret strategy that causes some clients who cancel their memberships to actually continue paying him money. Visit www.doublemyretention.com and start boosting your retention and profits now. That's www.doublemyretention.com.
And we're back. Let's get right back to our interview with Beth Schneider.
Can I ask you to give a couple examples of maybe some actual systems that, you know, maybe like a 5 to 6 figure business owner might need?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's funny that you say that you were feeling, you know, when you're in that trap space where you feel like you can't leave. I call that center of the universe syndrome. Mm-hmm. You know, where everything revolves around you, all of the decisions, all of the production, all of the stuff. You know, I think when you're a single woman, it's cool to be, you know, the center of the universe. But when you're a business owner, it's not always so great.
Yep, I agree with that. So much as I understand a single woman, I'll agree with that.
Yeah. Well, I'm only going to be a single woman for, you know, for a few more months, so I'm taking advantage.
Congratulations, that's awesome. I'm happy for
you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so there's definitely a few systems that I feel like every business, no matter how big they are, whether it's you, if you have a, you know, if it's just you, if you have a small team, if you have a big team, there are three really key systems that I think every company needs. I call these my essential systems. These are the three essential systems. So the first one is a system for overcoming sales objections. This is a place where I see people winging it and making things up as they go along and leaving tons of money and opportunities on the table. So typically what I see, you know, and again, I'm coming from experience doing a lot of networking and that kind of thing. I love that you say that each word is worth $500 when you describe your business. So if I could borrow that, I may borrow that occasionally.
You may own it if you'd like. It's fine.
Thank you. But, you know, I see people preparing for, you know, they're going to an event. So they get new business cards made and they're practicing their elevator speech in the mirror and they're made a list of the people that they want to meet and they've, you know, put out on social media that they're going to be there and, you know, who wants to meet for coffee and this and that. And they do all this preparation and then they actually start to get into the conversation of let's work together. And again, doesn't matter what size business you are, how long you've been in business, there's always going to be objections. People are always going to say things like, wow, I'd really love that, but, gee, that sounds great, but, wow, that's exactly what I need. But first, there's always that big but. And
yeah.
Most people, they get to that point and it's like, oh, well, you don't have the money? Oh, okay, well. All right, thanks anyway. Okay, bye. And there's no preparation. Oh, it's not the right time. Oh, there's not. They get to that point and there is no thought that has been set up ahead of time. So the idea is to kind of switch that around and rather than winging it and making up responses is to really pay attention to what people are saying to you. And, you know, I would think from, you know, who your guest was last month that she probably gave a lot of really good tips around this as well and how to kind of turn a sales conversation around. So it's really about being prepared and having that system in place so that when you start to hear the same things over and over again, you know what to, you know how to respond. You know what to do. You know how to take it from, oh, yeah, okay. You know, and a great example of that is I started to work with a trainer a couple of years ago, and we were talking one-on-one, and I said, okay, I really need to come work with you. And she said, okay, great. And we set up a phone call, and we were talking, and I had, of course, had all this stuff going through my head. I'm like, well, I feel like it was right before the end of the year, and she says to me, okay, are you ready to get started? And I said, yeah, but I just want to wait till the beginning of the year. You know, I want a couple of months to start working out a little bit on my own so that you don't kill me and that, you know, that I'm not sore all the time. And she said, well, why do you want to wait? She could have said, oh, okay, well, let me call you in 2 months. But instead, she was prepared. She was very prepared for that. Apparently, I'm not the only person who says that kind of thing.
Yep.
And, you know, and she said to me, well, why do you want to wait? No, you don't need to lose 10 pounds before you start working with me. You don't need to work out before you start working out with me. I will help you. I'm not going to overdo it. We're going to take it one step at a time. And there's no reason for you to wait. If you're ready to go, then you need to be ready to go. And I was ready to go, and I started working with her because she was prepared. And it was, you know, I mean, looking back at the situation now, it was like she was on it. I mean, she knew what to say, and she knew how to guide that conversation, and that made all the difference. And that's what I'm talking about, you know, around setting up a system for yourself for overcoming those sales objections. Because if she had just listened to me and, you know, been like, okay, you know, who knows what would have happened in January? Well, you know, I've changed my mind. No, I'm okay. You know, it's I'm not the type who doesn't return phone calls, but I might have been one of those people that she just kept calling and calling and calling and calling. Instead, she closed the deal because she was prepared. She had that system in place.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's huge. So overcoming sales objections, you know, listen to what your people are saying and get on that because that's costing you money. That's costing you money, a lot of money right there. The second system that everybody needs is a new client intake system, a new client setup system. So what happens is, and I see this all the time, is, you know, somebody says yes to whatever program or product that you're selling, and it's like, that's the exciting point. You're like, woohoo, that's awesome. Let's go in the corner and do the happy dance when we think nobody's looking. And, you know, and your intention is to send a contract, set a meeting, send a thank you note to the person who referred. There's all these intentions and things you mean to do, but without a solid system, it can really fall apart very quickly, especially if you're busy. And this is the most crucial time. I believe that this is the most crucial time in building the relationship with your customer. This is where you want to set them up and treat them like royalty, because this is the point where they are incredibly excited to work with you. They're often really likely to start talking about you and send you referrals. This is a time where you really want to make them feel like they have made an excellent decision. So for them and for you, because this is also the place where you are going to set your boundaries and take control of your time and keep your clients working with you rather than your client controlling what's happening with your working relationship. And here's what I mean by that. You know, I've seen this, and I'm just going to use graphic designers as an example. If you are a graphic designer, I'm not picking on you. I'm sorry. I'm just using this as an example. but what I've seen is, okay, so client says yes, you do the happy dance, everything's fine, and you start working on their project. And so maybe you've done a couple of mock-ups, and now you're waiting, you're waiting for them to respond with an approval, with feedback, whatever it is. And you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting, and you sent some emails and you made some phone calls, and they still don't get back to you. And you're waiting and you're waiting, and pretty soon you figure that the client has fallen off the face of the planet, and you don't know what happened to them anymore, and they're gone. So you go out and you get another client because you need money, because you did this work, but you're being paid based on, you know, when you actually deliver stuff rather than when you started. So you did this work, you're waiting to hear from them, you've been paid a little bit, but certainly not as much as you thought you were going to get paid, and now they've kind of disappeared. So you go and you get another client. So now you start working with client B in the same kind of process. All of a sudden, client A has some kind of deadline, event, something, and some kind of fire is lit under them, and they then go and spend a ton of time, you know, approving and making comments and doing whatever you need them to do, you know, a month ago. All of a sudden they are on it, and they send it back to you, and now you're busy with client B, and so now you find yourself running. You're trying to handle both clients, and you go back to client A and you say, well, it's going to be another week or so for me to get to this, and, you know, you find yourself working all hours. And then client A comes to you and says, well, why is this taking so long? We've been working on this for months. Even though they drag their feet, it's basically in this scenario, and I see this happen with slight differences often, where you've basically given up control because you haven't set boundaries and you haven't set the way that you're going to work with your client. And if you haven't stepped up and taken control and sat in the driver's seat of how you're going to work together and what things are going to look like, then your clients will do it for you. So
yeah.
This is a, you know,
yeah,
this is
I call that managing their expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is, and by the way, you know, 5 minutes ago you said something I wanted to, that I call that the honeymoon phase. You know, when the relationship is brand new and everybody loves each other. You know, it's the honeymoon phase, and that is the perfect time to, as you say, kind of set up the process and the procedures, how the relationship's going to go forward. Because
mm-hmm.
you know, I guess this is a clear case of that old expression, well, it's lack of communication. This is the time exactly
mm-hmm.
to lay out, you know, this is how we work, and
mm-hmm.
this is the normal turnaround you can expect, and, you know, feedback back and forth. I mean, when I take on new assistants, I tend to blast emails, and I say, I don't want a whole long thing. All I want you to do is reply, got it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
got it, have it, on it, anything like that, because then I mentally check off, it's in their hands, and I, you
mm-hmm.
know, I have faith and trust that it will be done. But if they take an email from me and don't respond, like by the end of day or the next morning, I'm like, hey, did you get this? Oh, yes, sorry. Okay, well, remember our deal. Just let you know you have it. So, and that right there is an example of a system. right? It's just setting the expectation and guidelines of how the relationship will work.
Exactly, exactly. And when you've done that, when you have a conversation with, you know, with a brand new client and you say things like, okay, great, here's how this is going to work. First, you're going to get this information from this person. Then we're going to, and she's going to set up this meeting with you. And here's what we're going to do in this meeting. And then after that meeting, then you're going to book your first, you know, next thing that happens. And then here's how your sessions are going to look. And we're going to meet at this time, and this is how you're going to book it. And this is what, you know, it's, you're really setting that up. And that's really comforting to them to really know, okay, here's what I've stepped into. Here's how this is going to work. It works on both sides for your clients and for your team. It's comforting to know here's what my expectations are, and here's how we're going to work together, and here's how we're going to talk. And that's, you know, and at this point, at the, you know, when someone says yes and they become a new client, it's essential to do this, because this is what's really going to save your sanity. If, you know, if you're running around, and I can't tell you the number of times when we've worked with one-on-one clients, that we come back and say, okay, well, why are you asking for this information 2 months down the line? Why don't you have a meeting and ask for it up front? So really looking at what information do you need from your clients up front as well, and maybe, you know, rearranging how you're going to work with them so that you have what you need up front as well.
Right,
that's really important.
I hope you enjoyed this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my good friend, systems expert, Beth Schneider. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.